"But isn't it a bit dull at times?" the mole ventured to ask. "Just you and the river, and no one else to pass a word with."
"No one else to..." "Well, I mustn't be hard on you," said the rat with forbearance. "You're new to it, and of course you don't know. The bank is so crowded nowadays that many people are moving away altogether. Oh no, it isn't what it used to be at all. Otters, kingfishers, dab chicks, moorhens, all of them about all day long and always wanting you to do something, as if a fellow had no business of his own to attend to."
"What lies over there?" asked the mole, waving a paw towards a background of woodland that darkly framed the water meadows on one side of the river.
"That? Oh, that's just the wild wood," said the rat shortly. "We don't go there very much, we river bankers."
Aren't they very nice people in there?" said the mole, a trifle nervously.
"Well," replied the rat, "let me see. The squirrels are all right, and the rabbits, some of them. But rabbits are a mixed lot. And then there's Badger, of course. He lives right in the heart of it. Wouldn't live anywhere else either if you paid him to do it. Dear old Badger. Nobody interferes with him. They'd better not," he added significantly.
"Why? Who should interfere with him?" asked the mole.
"Well, of course, there are others," explained the rat in a hesitating sort of way. "Weasels and stoats and foxes and so on. They're all right in a way. I'm very good friends with them. Past the time of day when we meet and all that. But they break out sometimes, there's no denying it. And then, well, you can't really trust them, and that's the fact."
The mole knew well that it is quite against animal etiquette to dwell on possible trouble ahead, or even allude to it. So he dropped the subject.